Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Union Bank of India earnings conference call for the period ended March 31st, 2026. The bank is represented by the Managing Director and CEO, Shri Ashish Pandey, Executive Directors, Shri Nitesh Ranjan, Shri Ramasubramanian S., Shri Sanjay Rudra, Shri Amrish Prasad, and other members of the top management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ajay Bansal, Deputy General Manager. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Bansal.
Thanks, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I, Ajay Bansal, Head of Investor Relations, welcome you all for Union Bank of India earnings con call for the period ended March 31st, 2026. The structure of the con call shall include a brief opening statement by respected MD and CEO, sir, and then the floor will be open for interaction. Before getting into the con call, I will read out the usual disclaimer statement. I would like to submit that certain statements that may be discussed during the investor interaction may be forward-looking statement based on the current expectation. These statements involve a number of risks, uncertainty, and other factors that cause the actual result to differ from the statement. Investors are therefore requested to check this information independently before making any investment or other decision. With this, I now request our respected MD and CEO, sir, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bansal, and good afternoon and welcome to all the investors and analysts to this analyst call and this meeting. We had today audit committee and the board, and results are adopted by the board, and we had a press meeting. Just now from press meeting, we have switched to analyst meeting. Now, as you know, the current scenario, which was from January, February onwards, macroeconomic environment has been influenced by ongoing global conflicts and war-related disruptions and other things. At the same time, the Government of India, RBI, has come forward to put up a cushion so that the impact is not much of that. We have seen various measures. The RBI has come, and also various measures the Government of India has come, and which has well taken in the market. Similarly, if we come to Union Bank of India, all of you are aware that initially in the last September when we had a con call on 28th or 29th of October and 13th January we had for the summer quarter, and I think the third time we are meeting right now. From there we have moved a lot. We also placed our provisional numbers on 3rd of April to the stock exchanges. Initially, yes, we had a muted, a lot of many questions were also there from our analysts and press and investors that on the growth side. Certainly this last six months, we have made a good stride on the business front, whether it is a CASA, whether it is even a deposit or a retail term deposit, I should say, or maybe advances on all the retail and MSME and the large corporate. If you see the business of last six months, it has increased by 1,71,000 crore. The growth was around 6.56%. If you analyze, it comes about 25%. Sorry, it is about 13%. We could make it, and even our strategy was very clearly that we wanted to be more on a CASA. Yes, CASA is increased. You can see around, if you see half and half year basis, it is around 2.7% which has been increased. The second one is that when we talked about the retail term deposit, because we were purposefully shifting from bulk deposit to retail term deposit. Put together it is 1,10,000 crore we could garner. Here if you see on the growth, the figures which we will be giving to you, the global deposits, certainly you may feel around 2.72%, but then around 46,000 crore we raised alternatively, in which 25,000 odd amount which came, we shrink the treasury book so that we move to lending book, number one. Number two, on the refinance and other things, around 18,000, 3,000 infrastructure bond. So if we add that 46,000 with the actual increase in the deposit, so I believe there it gives 1.29 actually lakh crore, which is almost above 9%. So that is not, but the thing is that we are very cautious about our cost. We are cautious about the NIM. We are cautious about very clearly about profitability, and that is why we are working on the efficiency parameter. So you may see that we are above 80 CD ratio, much comfortable. LCR 114, much comfortable. And NSFR also much comfortable. So all maintaining all regulatory and the liquidity and other guidelines, we are on the good footing. Now this 6 months we could have a very good increase in business. So if quarter to quarter only, if you take, it is 6.52. If you take global business, then certainly in totality, if putting together asset and liability side, it is into four. If you analyze, trading is coming around 13%. So I think we could make it the headway in the last 6 months. So with this background, we will come to the figures. And first of all, the board of directors have recommended a dividend of rupees 5 per equity share, 50% of the face value for year ended 31-3-2026, subject to the requisite approvals. Net profit of the bank stood at 18,697 crores, and interest income of the bank stood at 1,05,009, approximately 1.06 lakh crore. The business growth is around 5.78 YOY, wherein gross advances increased by 9.74. And total deposit grew by 2.72% YOY, which I have already told, if we take 46,000, the additional one which we have raised alternatively, then the total business grew by 23.85 lakh crore. So with this, the RAM segment which we were focusing, it is 12.56 YOY, in which 16.75 growth in retail, 18.75 in MSME. And the domestic advances, RAM advances, is 57.49%. The gross NPA is reduced by 78 bps on YOY basis to 2.82, and net NPA reduced by 15 bps on YOY to 0.48. The strong capital ratios, the capital adequacy, CRAR, stood at 18.10, increased from the earlier one. And the CET1 ratio, which is important, its own money, is improved from 14.98 to 15.69. And if we take the return on asset and the return on equity, so return on asset is, YOY is flat, 1.25, the same almost levels. But if you take the quarterly, the last quarter we were at 1.35, this quarter we are at 1.36. And one more highlight which I would like to give to you, that this time, apart from this, we have kept 700 crores of an additional provision, general provision sort of. Just, you know, when good time is there, it is always better to keep aside. But this 700 crore is not impacting either the net profit, or it is impacting the capital. So this we have kept, and depending upon the situation, whether ECL framework comes or whether West Asia or anything, any eventuality. So we had, and last time our profit was 5017 crores, and now it is much better than that. And secondly, the dividend also, last time it was 4.75. This time it is 4 or 5%, and if we take the payout ratio, it is 20.61 or 65 levels. So I think we have maintained all, and with this I hand over to the coordinator for Q&A for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. The first question comes from the line of CA Dr. Ashok Ajmera, Chairman from Archon Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. First, congratulations, Pandey sir, and the entire team, Ashish sir, for a very good quarter. Because, or rather, I would say the last 6 months have been good for the bank, comparatively as compared to the previous 4 quarters before that. And at least to a great extent, we have covered as far as the credit growth is concerned, 6.07% only in 1 quarter and 9.74% for the whole year, respectable figure. Having said that, sir, but on the deposit front, even though in this quarter we have performed very well, 6.87%, but the overall for the year, the deposit is 2.72%. So now the going forward, in order to, though presently we are good at CRAR, but going forward with the kind of the growth, I would like to know the credit growth target also, as well as how are we going to match the asset liability if our deposit growth do not match with the credit growth, sir, going forward.
Okay, so thank you, Ajmera sir. As I said, this time also, if you see the 46,000, which let us understand banking that we raise resources and we deploy resources to productive investments. And we invest it whether in the treasury or in the loan book. And then we harnessed the interest income and the fee-based income related to the transactions happening. Now coming to that, if you see, we have raised 46,000 crores. So, and that in which the treasury, means this is I'm saying not raised, but the resources which we have tried to build. So our treasury book was reduced by 25,000 crore odd, which we shifted. So if you see the last year, March 25 levels, at that point of time, the CD ratio was around 77. And now it is around 3.5% up. Now the question is that whether the CD ratio, we are very, very comfortable in a sense, very nicely regulatory, but at the same time, very efficient above 80 levels, number one. Number two is that our LCR, NSFR, all liquidity ratios are very comfortable range. Comfortable in a sense, again, very efficient, because last time our LCR was average 123, but this time it is around 114. So we could reduce by 10 basis point on the LCR, which was on the excess side. So I think that what was the challenge, not the total deposit, but the challenge is on the CASA front and on the retail term deposit. Now, if you see these two figures, as far as Union Bank is concerned, we have made a very good stride in that. Now, put together, I think more than 1,10,000 crore, which we have increased during this period. Now the CASA, which was, if you see YOY, then certainly at the March 25 level, it was more. In September, it was only 32.51. From 32.51, we have come up to 35.21. So 32.51 to 35.21. So there is increase of 2.7 percentage points. I'm not saying basis point. So that is the first key thing, which is very clear from the working which has been done by the entire team of Union Bank, that we have tried and focused a lot on the CASA and we could achieve that. That is point number one. Second is, we were very cautious to increase our retail term deposit because that is stable, point number one. Point number two, it has an LCR impact also. And that is the reason during the entire year now, if you see our bulk deposit, we have shed off by 70,000 crore. So that is a very clear thing how we want to churn. So basically exactly what we are doing is just churning a portfolio towards a better one. And if you take the cost, so if I take the 70,000, then certainly I can say that they must be having the weighted average above 7. But when we talk of, converting this to retail term deposit in CASA, my average cost would be somewhere 4.5 or maybe 4.75 levels. So where, and again, now I am just linking this with the February 25, where from there and up till now, the repo has been reduced by 1.25 percentage points. But if you see the NIM of our bank, which was 2.91, has right now at 2.70, that is only 21 basis points. So I think this is the only thing which is helping us. So, you know, and we always say that we want to defend our NIM, we want to defend, we continue saying that. And that is what we tried. But then I think the last moment when there was an increase in the G-Sec yield and there was an increase in the deposits as well, and that was the reason. But then from here onwards, and if you see the last cut which has happened in December, the entire 50 basis point was conveyed for the entire quarter. But then also, if you see the NIM from 2.76 to 6.4, it is only 12 basis points. So this is the reason, you know, that cautiously we worked upon each parameter of the balance sheet, each parameter of our asset and liability. And even on the credit side, though you are saying 9% good, but then there is one thing which is not coming forth is, on the large corporate, we have 35,000 crore of IBPC, which is zero now, number one. Number two is around 30,000 crore we had on which is at below 6% levels, which is almost is not there. Now, somewhere it has churned up with the new business. When it has gone out, somebody new business has come. Now, if you add that, so the team has worked, and team has worked well, and actually, if you see these figures, we have worked better than the industry average. But yes, the figure is figure. If you see the year-on-year basis, certainly you see somewhere this dip, but then we are working upon the average, whether it is CASA, whether it is deposit, whether it is advances, whether it is RAM. Now, that's the reason our profitability has continued towards an upward trend, and that's the reason that even recovery, we are trying hard to improve, and that's the reason that we are having the profit of more than 5,300 crores. And even then, we have kept 700 crore aside for, you know, anything contingency or anything. It is not like, you know, any dent or any suspicion on the book. We have already given in our presentation that our more than 95%, 99, I think, is more than 700 CIBIL scoring retail and other portfolio, and more than 95% in BBB and above. So I think that gives a color of the business also last 6 months, which we have done. So I think this background, I think I could answer that going forward, you can expect the industry trend, we will be meeting it, and we will like to be better than a bit more than that going forward in the coming years.
Can we expect it 13-14% growth in the credit, sir, in the FY 2027?
Yeah, certainly, I think we are on that line. Yes.
Sir, now coming to the profit and loss account, I mean, our profitability, you have clarified that the profitability would have been much higher, but for the 700 other standard provision which we have done, which according to you is just to take care of any provisions or ECL or other things, and nothing is to take care of any known account or so that is good point well taken. Sir, our one other reason of the profit being little high is there is a reduction in the employee cost in this quarter of by about almost about 600 crore. So the employee cost reducing in this quarter, which is also actually a March quarter, what could be the reason? And going forward, are we going to maintain that 3,700, 800 per quarter, or is it going to be lower in the coming year? So that because, you know, 586 crore our wage bill is employee cost is lower in this quarter. This along with another point is that the operating expenses have gone up in this quarter by 522 crores. So offsetting each other to some extent. And another point is that income going up is there is a handsome recovery from the return of account. Very good recovery of 1,567 crore as against 667 crore in the last quarter. So Can we have the individual explanation or some details on these three, four numbers on the profit and loss account so that to have the clear idea for going forward, where do we stand?
Ajmera sir, namaskar, Dhiranjan. Sir,
Yes, sir.
as you observe, there is a reduction in my operating expenditure, particularly establishment expenditure. So this is due to the discounting rate factor, sir. Last year, 31st March 2025, discounting rate was 7.07, and this year it was 7.87. So due to that, the overall liability we estimated earlier was provided higher in the earlier quarter, and due to that, the final liability, which was on a lower side. So this was the impact of establishment expenditure, sir. Now, as far as the TWO recovery, which is close to 1600 in the quarter as compared to 666 crore in the last quarter, as sir, no, you have not mentioned. We have that Sterling Biotech group account, sir, which was settled during this quarter, and the income of 658 crore was booked during this particular quarter. So these two factors, and what was the third one, sir, you asked?
Well, sir, employee cost has reduced and operating expenses have increased.
Operating expenses?
Other operating expenses. Other operating expenses have increased.
Sir, in the Q4, this trend is always there, sir. Operating expenditure, the budget which was allocated and the provisions which are made in the year end is always, there is a gap of 200-300 crore. It is always there in Q4, sir. This is the normal trend if you look at quarter-wise analysis, sir.
All right, sir. Since this, sir, there is a little now looking at the current geopolitical situation and the West Asia war situation, Pandey sir, how do you see, I mean, is there any stress again already started building up, or in this first quarter do you feel that there will be some stress, because even in this quarter also the fresh slippages have increased to 2023 as against 1660 in the last quarter. And secondly, even though SMA-2 numbers have come down, but SMA-1 numbers have almost doubled. So, do you see that any kind of this aggression, I mean, this war effect may be there in this coming quarter or the running quarter?
Sir, we actually, you know, we are very closely monitoring the entire West Asia crisis, this, all these things, and as such, we have not seen anything very unusual up till now, and we are also monitoring what is the inward remittances flow last year and this year. We are also monitoring import numbers and remittances, total remittances, import remittances. We are also monitoring where it is hedged, not hedged, and other things. So what we have seen is that there are two, three things are impacted. Like, one is the energy sensitive sectors, where gas, commercial gas and all. So those particularly industries, they suffered a bit, like Morbi and all. And a few more places are there which were actually based upon the energy, these energy sectors. The second one is that remittance overall also has come down. But up till now, we have not seen anything. And at the same time, when this all these things happening, let me share with you, the Government of India and the Reserve Bank both have come forward and tried to put a cushion with the initiatives which they have taken. Now we are in that, and even let me share with you, we have a data also which I can part with you on the scheme. Jan Samarth portal, we got around 306, this I am saying that is status of CGSE application. That is credit guarantee scheme for exporters to provide 100% credit guarantee coverage. In that, 210 are sanctioned and 180 is disbursed, around 700 crores. And on the other side, where, you know, the RBI also came with the trade relief measures, extension of PC, extension of post shipment, and conversion of accrued interest. So we have received only applied 59 people only applied, 35 applications in PC extension, post shipment only 3, and FITL, which is only 40 So we have not seen anything. So the preliminary figures what we are observing that as of now is not, you know, giving any very adverse or very critical signals to us. Actually, SMA 2, we have moved a lot portfolio to SMA 1. So I think it is a better signal that from SMA 2 we have moved to quite a lot by recovering the installment, and we have moved to a better proposition of the stage 2, like, you know, 1. I think yes. It is 30 to 60 days. So it is a better proposition, and over to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Next question comes to the line of Maruk Adjania with Tara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. So I had a couple of questions. Firstly, there are corporate loans have grown 9% QOQ. And then if you see the sector corporate, the certificate of deposit data, which is available for all banks, then our CD mobilization was also very high compared to other banks during the quarter. And our LCR is now amongst the lowest, and margins have also fallen more than what we had guided for. So what would be the strategy going ahead? Would you continue to pursue corporate growth even if it's low yielding? What about deposit mix? And given where LCR is, would you rather focus on margins, or would you from now on focus on growth if you have to choose one of the two?
See, we are choosing growth with quality, number one, and with profitability. Now, I think in my initial address, and I think when Mr. Ajmera was asking, I have made it very clear that though you cannot see those growth in these numbers, but 35,000 crore of IBPC at a very lower rate, which we have, you know, shed it off, number one. Then around 30,000 crore, so almost 60,000 crore, 65,000 crore of such advances which were low yielding. Otherwise, how we would have shielded the entire NIM, which was 2.91 to 2.70, which is only 21 basis point reduction is there. It would not have been possible if, in case what you are saying, it would have been correct. So we have actually tried. Now coming to the CD is almost in the same range which we had the earlier years. So you have seen, like, you know, the CDs which are raised, but then there were maturities also, so which has to be replaced. So for a bank, we have an internal sort of a ceiling limit where we keep, you know, CDs and FDs and other things in the same fashion. So that is the reason when we have gone with the CDs. So we have gone within that range, and that was actually we were getting a better rate during those days. You know, otherwise, actually, if you see, we have mopped up most of our requirement during the January, February onwards. Not much in the March. And there we could get. Otherwise, March was really heated up market if you take the deposit rate or CD rate. So that is why we are very cautious about the NIM, about the profitability, and about the quality of the asset. And like going forward, we would like to maintain our you know, the around 13 to 14% credit growth and around 10 to 11% of, and also one thing, when you asked about the, we have raised in between, I am sure you must be aware, around 3,000 crore of infra bond in between. And that is also, it is a part and parcel, and actually the subscription was very huge, but then we were cost conscious, so we have not gone beyond a certain acceptable range, and we have cut off at 3,000 only. So probably in the coming year, once everything stabilizes, well, we will be finalizing internally, going to the board and AGM and other things, and then we will be coming up with the entire capital and bond issuance and the plan with the market. So I think it was like, you know, growth, certainly we like to grow industry plus something, number one. Profitability even in last 6 months, quality. You will see that we are continuing the same quality of the whether corporate book or a retail book, which we have given in our investor presentation. on 700 and above, though the bureau says 680 and above is the prime customer, but we have continued with 700 and above. And the triple B and above also we have given the figures. So we are continuing that. We also have around 50 to 60,000 of a book pipeline with the us in the large corporate. So I think with that we are of sure of going forward, but then we will not be compromising on the quality and also on the profitability.
Got it, sir. So, sir, any margin outlook you would have for Q1 and for the full year?
Yeah, see, now we have seen the last MPC also, and the stance has been continued in the same levels. Now, keeping in view the macroeconomic scenario and the stance which has taken, if we continue like this. So last, I think, in December, midway somewhere, this 0.25 cut was there. So which has, if you see, has not been reflecting in our figures, though around 53-58% is based on the T-bill and the repo rate benchmark. But even then, if you see the NIM, it has been quarter to quarter, I am seeing, it has been from 2.76 to 6.4, only 12 basis point, not the entire. So I think there, from here, keeping in view the same thing, we expect that we will be moving positive from here and we'll be defending this point of level.
Okay, so you will be able to maintain margins at 2.64.
Yeah, we would like to even better it.
Okay, and that would be driven by, sir?
If you see very clearly that in the last quarter also, we CASA is increased from 32.51%, which was our CASA percentage in the month of September, and which have increased to 35.21 as of March. So certainly when you shift bulk deposits to the CASA and you shift your bulk deposit to retail term deposit, and you can see the growth in both the factors, both the parameters. So certainly it will help you to build on the positive side on the NIM. And then not only this, but there are other factors also, you know, when you better talk, negotiate, discuss, and you make a relationship management, the quality of asset you write. So those things also help you, and what we have underwritten, the quality is there. But certainly the rate and other things which we were charging, I think that is also helped us. So going forward, we will be banking upon this and the deployments of funds in most effective way. I think that is the main thing which you would like to tell.
Got it, sir. That's very useful. And also, if you could explain the increase in MSME slippage in the fourth quarter, and if that's just a one-off and nothing, and you know how it will pan out in the next few quarters.
So I think if MSME, you see, the almost it is sort of a flat only. I think from 2.4 to 4.2 something levels. I think some 10-15 bits only. So it is almost flat, but then there were, like, you know, the few cases only which has impacted. Otherwise, up till now, whether it is a West Asia or in general our book, we have not seen any much of the impact on our book and quality. So going forward, we would like to reduce, you know, with the recoveries which are already NPA in either of the these four sectoral which you have asked. And that is why we have built a very team, even now centralized, that even below 1 crore sort of in portfolio, we will be monitoring from the central office level. So I think the core recovery I would talk about, we will be trying to improve it much ahead, much further from here onwards.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. All the very best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. Next question comes from the line of Jay Mundra with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is also broadly similar I heard you that you said that, you know, we'll focus more on growth along with quality and profitability. The profitability focus is clear. I mean, we've defended elevated ROA, so that is well appreciated. But sir, what I wanted to know is, when you assume charge, Union Bank was one of the few banks which was, you know, not too much concerned on the loan growth, but they were defending NIM or consolidating liability franchise, and hence NII was growth was very minuscule because you were not growing as much also. Then you put a shift in the loan growth trajectory, but still the NII growth is, you know, similar, you know. Third quarter was a good quarter in the sense that NII increased 5-6% QOQ, but this quarter again, while the growth has been 6%, but NII growth has been flat. So is there any thought out strategy, or this is just market force driven that you will keep going on the loan growth on quality and the NII outcomes will be dependent on the market competitiveness, or you have some visibility on the NII growth also, sir? Thank you. That is the first question.
Yeah, actually, we would like to improve. What has happened? No, around 25 basis point, there was a cut in the, I think, in the midway of the December, which has conveyed along the entire benchmark rate linked loans. So that is what you have seen, a bit dip on from 2.76 to 6.64 on a quarter to quarter basis. And that is where you are seeing flat. But then we are doing two, three things. One is we work upon the average advances and the average figures on both asset and liability side. And that's the reason we are inching towards that. It has to be better than the earlier ones. So I think there we are thinking that how to build the NNI growth also, and also to keep the quality and as well as the profitability intact. So it is not like, you know, that we are underwriting maybe good quality, but maybe underwriting a very, you know, low margin loans, or maybe the second one, if I would say that we are underwriting a bit lesser one and then charging more. No, that's why I said that the growth, yes, that is the first key thing, but at the same time, profitability and the quality, we would like to maintain and grow in this way. But then going forward, we would like to have, because as of now, everything is settled. Like till, you know, we have a further scenario on inflation and further scenario on rate cut and other things. So from here, again, we would like to defend and move it better, that you will be seeing in further quarters.
Okay, sure, sir. And sir, you have given a decent disclosure on the bulk deposit, right? So, in the December quarter or in the March quarter, there was a sharp spike in the bulk deposit rates. So, could you quantify, sir, what was your blended bulk deposit rate? A ballpark number will also do. And has that started to come off in a significant way?
Yeah, see, if you see the, you know, like, you know, when we touched upon the last quarter, so then I said that treasury we have shrunk by, I think I told, around 15,000 crore or so. And now you see it is 25,000 crore. So what happens, you know, that you start trying to reallocate the portfolio. So it is shifting from one to another, and in between the portfolio also you try to build in from low to better yielding portfolio, like IBPC, which we have shared off, and other things. So what we did that certainly when you are having a good growth in the advances side, so certainly you need to raise deposits. So we raised in between 3,000 crore in from old and the other things which I shared with you. Along with that, we needed deposits so that, you know, we are a comfortable range, a good range, on the LCR and NSFR and CD ratio. So that was the key thing in mind, and that is why most of the deposit we raised during the January itself. And so that we knew that probably going forward in the month of March, probably nobody was aware that how it will behave, market will behave, West Asia crisis, how it will deepen and not deepen, and the other issues. But then you can tell the blended rate. नहीं निकले उनको मालूम है पूरा क्वार्टर.
सो ऑन अ बल्क साइड द ब्लेंडेड रेट फॉर द क्वार्टर वॉज लिटिल लेस देन 7, अराउंड 690 और सो.
सो अराउंड 7 वी कैन से.
And that has but come down significantly, sir, as we speak.
So, it is all depend upon the market. Currently, the April month, there are not lot of activities happening in the market on the CD front as such. So, current level are little lower than the March that is there.
Okay. So, sir, the reason why I was asking was this, if I tally, let's say, your bulk deposit rate on an average at 690, our yield on advances is 7.98, which is the total. The corporate would be even lesser, right? So, does it make sense to do this corporate lending when we have to raise bulk at 690 and maybe lend at 750, 720, 730, I don't know which, whatever, the lower than 7.98 number? Because that increases absolute amount of NII but depresses the margin. So that is the question.
Yeah, I think I would give you a very good, you know, the scenario. Not scenario, the actual scenario. See, you are thinking that the entire which is raised at 6.90. So if you ask what is your blended rate on the bulk deposit, you ask only the bulk deposit. So we have told only on the bulk deposit, not the entire. Now there is a CASA, and a CASA and retail term deposit increase is around huge. I think more than 1,10,000 crore. And then if you see the blended cost to me on that must be around 4.7 levels. So this is, I'm saying, incremental. I'm not saying it is a total. Now there is a total huge portfolio. So my CASA itself is stands around 35.21. Now, if you add retail term deposit, how much percentage this is of the total deposit?
RTD plus CASA is 79%.
79%. So my RTD and CASA is around 79%. So certainly I save the cost there. But to maintain the growth and maintain everything, it has to be blended with the fixed deposit. And maybe sometimes in that, there will be different scenarios. There may be between 3 to 10 crore because retail term deposit we say only below RBI guidelines of below 3 crore. But then 10 to 50. Now there will be various deposits, JG, where, you know, which are LC margin, BG margin and all those for 3 months, 9 months, 10 months period, 1 year period, which may be at 550 and around 6%. So I think the how you correlate to the mean is on the total portfolio, and that is what I just wanted to put forward, that this particular quarter which we took from 1st of January to this is somewhere coming the blended rate, but the deposit which we have shared off around 70,000, then again it was a different rate, but the March particular piece which we are to have the maturity was around 7.70 levels as a blended rate.
Right. Understood, sir. And if you can share, sir, the few data points, if you can help with the loan mix by benchmark, EBLR, MCLR, T-bill, and AFS reserves, and how much is the change versus last quarter?
Which reserves?
AFS reserves.
So I think 58% is...
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
54%
is
EBLR. 54%
is
EBLR. That you can tell. You can give right now.
54% is this.
Mundrali, 54% is my external benchmark link portfolio, sir.
And that EBLR and MCLR is how much, sir?
36% is MCLR.
Yes, sir. AFS reserves. AFS reserves movement.
What is AFS reserve?
IFR.
Can you clarify AFS is what exactly you want?
Sir, under this new investment classification, the MTM hit on AFS has to be adjusted in the AFS.
Got it. Yeah, Mr. Kara, he will. Yeah, yes.
So from December, it was around 800 or so increase in AFS reserve in this quarter.
So you have seen an accretion, sir, is it?
No, no, it's a negative figure, sir.
Right. All right, sir. I have few questions. If you want, I can ask them. Yeah, understood.
It is a reduction. It is reduction of 800 crores, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how much is the outstanding amount now, sir? Is in the balance?
So outstanding is negative 1008.
Okay, sure. Sir, I have few questions. If you want, I can ask them now, or I can come back in the queue.
You can send us.
Sir, I wanted to check this LCR new guidelines. Have you calculated the new LCR under the new guidelines? As in, what would be your LCR, let's say, 1st April, or, you know, what is your sense
of
the...
Yeah, we have calculated, and the negative impact is around 14,000 crore and positive impact is around 21,000 crore. So 7,000 crore is a positive impact.
Okay, this would
Thank
mean
you.
How much, sir?
Mr. Mundra, sorry for interrupting. Please rejoin the queue for more questions. Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Param Subramanian with Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for taking my question. Firstly, I wanted to ask just to clarify once again on NIM. Is there any one-off or seasonality or any such thing in the margin quarter-on-quarter, or you are just saying it is mainly the mix and the December rate cut?
It is basically December rate cut. But
okay,
then the
so
impact is much lesser than the rate cut.
Okay. So one thing I can see is the interest on Reserve Bank of India balances that is down. That is mainly the decline in LCR, is it? Just clarifying on that number. So that number is down 500 plus crore on a YY basis. Yeah, interesting.
But I think I am not very sure on that.
Okay, I'll take that offline. So there is no impact of the RBI NOP circular at all for you, either on interest or
otherwise? Yeah, actually, we had kept ourselves very cautious during this disruptive time. So we were not taking long-range calls. So our exposure was only 30 million. So we were much below 100 million what that circular was.
Okay,
so zero impact on that.
Perfect. Okay. Sir, and then on the PSLC and also your credit cost, since I'm just coming two questions together. Sir, on the PSLC, this year has been soft, PSLC fee income, but you used to accrue close to 1,000 crore, right, on an annualized basis. Should we get back to that run rate next year?
So see, that last time actually we had a complete period of that. That is why the amount is also 800 plus crores. This time we started PSLC in the month of Q3. So we could book, I think, 120-80 crores, something like that. And this quarter it was very hardly any period left for 31st of March. So we already booked this time also, but then the total amount was less, so that is the reason, because number of days that functionality is there, so that's the reason, but then we would like to continue on that.
So we should be able to do 1,000 crore plus, which was your number, say, last year?
right now it is not, we will assess it, because, you know, the entire portfolio has to be seen on SMF and other things, and then we will take a call. But yes, we would like to deploy in this year. So.
Okay, sir, perfect. And lastly, on credit cost, I think very good numbers there. So 23 basis points for the year. Do you think it is sustainable? Right?
So right now, coming to the credit cost, we are not seeing anything very adverse on because of disruptive situations. But if you see the credit quality, The SMA is same level, 3,800 levels, SMA 1 and 2 of the entire portfolio. And also if you see 25 crore and above, almost more than 95% is the triple B and above. And if you see the prime customer, which is taken 680, but we taken 700 and now CIBIL score, TransUnion and other bureau score, which is around 99%. So I think the quality wise, like, you know, this score matrix and the other way, it is the quality is in front of you. So we are not seeing anything, you know, go rise, but then we always say for comfortably, because we don't go aggressive, it is better to you know, get the better figures, but then we say around 1% we keep as a in general guidance for the year.
Okay, sir. And the 700 crore has nothing to do with any pressure you are seeing that you have made this?
Nothing.
It is primarily for ECL transition?
Always, you know, the regulator and everybody says that in good times, if you have money, you keep aside and save it. So simply we have kept aside, not in profit, not in capital, and see, it may not be used for years together, also, absolutely. So, but then it is kept as a cushion. It is kept because we do have, because other than that also our net profit is in comfortable range, and we are giving dividend of 5%, that is 5 rupees per share, 50. Then I think that is the reason we have kept it aside for a better, you know, strengthening the balance sheet of the bank.
Perfect, sir. Thank you so much and congrats on the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. Next question comes from the line of Jayan Kharote with Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just one question. What level of LCR are you comfortable with? If it falls below 110, are you okay to operate at that level?
See, actually, what happens, you know, like the Reserve Bank guidelines is of 100, and then board fixed guidelines are there for each and every bank. For us also, there is a board fixed trigger, board fixed. First is trigger and then the breach. So, but as a, see, there are like, you know, 2 things are which are, we would not like to breach these 2 figures. So we are above that 7-8% level. And we actually, on a rolling basis, we calculate for next 1 or 2 months. And then we take the deposits and raise the resources accordingly. So,
sir, how much would the 7,000 crore add to the...
Yeah, how much?
7,000 crore add to LCR. I think 2-3%. How much?
5%. 2,200 crore.
So around 3% it works out for an LCR for our bank.
So which means that the pace which you are consuming, if you are not able to match deposit growth in a quarter or two, you will have to slow down on loan growth?
No, there is no question of not matching the deposit growth. See, what happens, no, suppose if you have the money in your pocket, why you will go to ATM and withdraw further? You will first use what you have in your wallet and what you have in your pocket. So the same thing we did, that is what actually since beginning we are sharing with all the press and this, that I will give you only 4 figures. The March 25 CD ratio was around 77. Now we are at 80.5 or some level. So it means 3.5 up, number one. And number two is that our LCR requirement was a bit more earlier, because we have actually seen each of the items and then we could move from LCR the items like, you know, financial institution. Runoff factor was straight away 100%. So that we have moved from financial to non-financial, even if we have taken the bulk deposit. So that has reduced our LCR. That has moved to loan side. Now the third comes, the treasury we had. Now you can see in our presentation also, non-SLR portfolio has reduced. So certainly we have moved on a better opportunity on the loan growth. This is the third point. Fourth point is Then again you have a infrastructure bond and other revenues. We have raised 3,000 crore. Then again we have a revenues of refinance wherever possible within our portfolio. So the thing is that suppose now with this 2.67 growth, there is no breach in LCR, there is no breach in NSSR, and then my CD ratio is very good. Now suppose, listening to all, if we increase by 5% basis point and we take 50,000 crore, where it will go? It will straight away impact my CD ratio to 74%, 75%. So the question is very, very simple, that when need be, take it. When need not be, so I think no need to, but now, again you see, in the third quarter, we have not taken, we have shed off much more. But in fourth quarter, we needed because of the growth happening in credit side. Though we have taken 3,000 crore infra bond because the growth was good, which is evident in our figures in the Q4. So then we have generated. So actually, there are three things. One is the you offer the rate. So people have offered even 8%, 7.90 and above also during the Q4. So they have got it. But then we tried to take the deposit during January, February itself. And then we continued because we were very confident on the retail term deposit growth and the CASA growth. And we could achieve it. So rather than going to bulk deposit, we could achieve this side of the story. So now going forward, this cannot be every time. So certainly you will see the growth in the total deposit. It may come from CASA, it may come from retail term deposit, and it may come from the bulk deposit. So I think in the going forward, see, every time you cannot manage the book and allocation and other things. So the thing is that at least first, are you aware of from where it is raised and where it is deployed? So now with this, that is why the last March 26, you can see, we have raised the deposit, we have raised the CDs, so we have raised the resources.
Thank you, sir. And just to reconfirm, you are 8% above your comfort level on LCR and
yes.
Very much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Ashlesh Sonje with Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Good afternoon. Sir, firstly, on this prudent provisions which you have created, can you just highlight that after the creation of these prudent provisions, where are you on the ECL shortfall number now? Last quarter, you had shared a number of about 4,200 crores, roughly. That is one.
So, we are on the same 4,300 crore, and that last time also said we will be comfortable on that. And whatsoever guidelines come at appropriate time, we will decide in the board, and accordingly we will go ahead with the approach. But then, since this figure is with us, this amount was with us, we thought of keeping aside maybe a ECL, maybe any other for circumstances where as per the regulatory guidelines and as per the board decision, we would like to then use it. Otherwise, we would like to keep it as a strengthening of the balance sheet.
Understood, sir. But after the creation of this 700 crore buffer, the ECL shortfall number should decline ideally, right?
It will not decline because this is a separate, no? So we have made it very clear it is not impacting your Tier 1 or Tier 2 or capital or net profit. It is just simply kept. So it is like, you know, we have just kept it for any eventuality, any circumstances like that.
Understood. Sir, just one follow-up on that. What is the total outstanding buffer of standard asset provision that you are carrying now? If you have it handy.
Total standard asset provision is close to 3,000 crore.
Second question, last one from my side.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, so second one on the, sorry to harp on the loan growth and margin side. If I look at the credit rating mix of your corporate advances, which you have shared on slide number 8, it seems like the share of A and above advances has increased by 2% QOQ. So it's clear that you have not only grown the corporate advances, you've also grown in, you know, better quality corporate advances. However, this seems to be different from the stance which you had conveyed last time, that you are shedding lower yielding advances. How should we understand this change, sir? This shift in stance? What
caused
this shift?
I could not get actually. See, low yielding means, you know, we had IBPC of around 35,000 crore, which is not there. So that is point number one. And then we had, when you sanction, you have STLs, you have long-term loans, you have short-term loans. Then sometimes, like, you know, you will give for 7 days, 10 days, and it will range amount 5.50 to, depending upon a corporate, and to 6.10, 6.25. There we have reduced. These two we have reduced. So we have now tried to convert short-term into long-terms and other things. And from that we have to build in so that we become more profitable, but at the same time not to compromise on the quality.
Okay. So to just ask the same question differently, would you look to shed some more of your lower yielding advances going forward?
It is a regular phenomena, and we are doing day in, day out, and wherever we are in a position to get the opportunity. So that is the reason that actually we have sanctioned more, disbursed more, but in the portfolio since churning is happening, you will not see that much big growth there, but then the things are on good, and certainly it is a normal, every bank will do wherever possible.
Understood, sir. And just one last clarification, do you deduct the dividend payout from the net worth in the March quarter itself?
Yes.
The remaining portion is only taken in net worth.
Sorry, come again, sir. I could not hear you.
So the amount of dividend proposed was deducted around 3,800 we have deducted, and remaining amount is only taken into my capital portion.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much. Those are all the questions I had.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Parth M. Gutka with 361 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Can you just let me know what is the portion of the MSME book which is covered under CGT MSC?
We'll come back to you on this, sir.
Okay, sir. And my second question is, sir, while large part of the growth within MSME would have happened, in second half of Feb and March, what were the conversations, you know, with the borrowers? Because, you know, at that time the war had already started. So what were the conversations in terms of order inflows or cash inflows at that point in time? Yeah, that's my question.
Yes,
sir.
Hello, in fact,
in fact, the war on MSME.
No,
what is the conversation you have with the MSME?
See, there is actually not. See, always there will be some people who are asking for some extension of bills which has been sent, because everybody was only, the war was only developing actually, so everybody was also waiting for that. So presently the discussions are going on wherever it is there. They are also hand holding them, and we are trying to support those MSMEs with higher period for bills. Those things we are doing it.
Okay, sir. And just my last question, have you changed any of your risk filters in March for the MSME?
Which one?
Have you changed any of your risk filters?
No, we are not.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the last question, that is from the line of Dixit Doshi with Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of things. Firstly,
Mr. Joshi, can you speak a little louder? We cannot hear you.
Yeah, is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, so firstly, what is our return of pool now? If we see this year, the recovery from return of account was 4,000 crore. So what kind of recovery will this number sustain next year as well?
Yeah, return of pool, if you are looking at it, is around 71,000 crores actually, and most of them around 45 to 46,000 are under in the NCLT, it is there pending. As regards recovery in return of accounts, we are trying it with whatever it is available, we are just seeing that, and most probably the same trend will be continuing in the current year. So.
Okay, so whatever we have done this year is sustainable.
Yeah.
Okay. And my last thing, so whatever you have, communicated throughout the call, is it fair to assume that, the NIM has bottomed out in this quarter, and with 13-14% loan book growth, what we are targeting for next year, the NII growth will be similar to the loan book growth?
Definitely, our endeavor is the same.
Okay. So we can grow our NII as well in line with the advances growth, because this quarter it was lagging.
Yes. Yeah, it was lagging because
it was
So, yeah, so considering that as of now the rate cycle is, let's say, a status quo, our NII growth should be similar to the advances growth.
Yes.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thanks to all the analysts, participants on this call, and certainly we hear to you a lot. We work upon your questions, and even if you can see what sort of things we are doing depending upon the queries and wherever you have a concern, and we try to inform you what we have done and how. So that's the reason that we think of keep on improving day by day, week by week, month on month. So that is the total endeavor, and thanks to all of you for participating in this analyst call. And yes, going forward, we would like to better it, like we said in the earlier quarters, and we continued. So going forward also, we'll continue to make it better. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Union Bank of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.